Hi. As you mentioned, the garden was constructed about 15 years ago, and it was constructed with the help of gardeners from our sister city in Japan, which is Miharu. They were kind enough to create this wonderful, authentic Zen garden that has graced the campus for these past years. It has all kinds of wonderful plants and trees in it, maple trees, lilacs, dogwood, rhododendron, azalea, and beautiful rock formations that make it look like it's got water swirling through it, and there's a basin where you wash your hands to kind of cleanse your worries away before you might sit upon the meditation bench that is also there.
And the garden is where?
It's right beside the library on the UW-Barron County campus.
What do the people of Rice Lake know about, say the name again?
Miharu.
Miharu.
Yes.
How much contact is there between sister cities? And tell us about the relationship.
Okay, well, we've been sister cities with Miharu for about 25 years now. And we've had a very close relationship over those years. Several delegations have gone back and forth between Miharu and Rice Lake. Traditionally, we have two students from Miharu every year at Rice Lake High School. And we have groups of middle school students coming here for summer camp, for example. We've had delegations of farmers, business people, city government people, school officials coming to learn about Rice Lake. And we've also had a nice flow of people going from Rice Lake to Miharu. Recently, just last year, we had about five of us going over from our board from UW-Barron County, and our high school principal from Rice Lake High School went as well, just to explore more possibilities for exchanges and to possibly get more people moving from Rice Lake to Miharu, because there isn't a formal exchange going on as there is from Miharu to Rice Lake with our high school program. And, you know, that was a really important visit for us because it was just 2 years after the disaster, which took place partially in Fukushima Prefecture. Miharu is just 30 miles away from that nuclear power plant that melted down. And so they suffered some radiation in their area early on, but, you know, while they have to be careful to monitor the radiation, things are looking better for them in just being able to be outside and enjoy the beautiful surroundings there. Right.
How are sister cities matched? How did you and Miharu get together?
Well, it truly is a people-to-people relationship. I really think that, while I'm not a person who's been on the board for many, many years, from what I understand, there was an individual living in Miharu from Rice Lake who thought, you know, there were just so many similarities between the two cities. Population-wise, were very similar. Kind of the beautiful natural surround as well, as well as all the agriculture going on around both communities. Somebody there decided to invite Rice Lake to be a sister city, and that's, I think, how it began. I can also say that we have a sister city in the Czech Republic as well.
Lee Friedrich is our guest. She is here to talk about the Friendship Garden Festival, an evening of music and Japanese food. It is tomorrow, May 4th, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. It begins Northern Star Theater in Rice Lake. Well, you sort of answered my question. I wanted to get to the food aspect. There is Japanese, and then now I know the reason there are Czech desserts in your event tomorrow. Tell us about some of the food that will be available. I think it's kind of a tasting thing, yes?
Yeah, it is a tasting, but we are offering many tastes, so we think people should be able to have a hearty snack at the festival. There will be some sushi, both vegetarian and some with smoked salmon as well. There's a dish called yakisoba, fried noodle dish, and then something called tsukune, which is a chicken meatball. And we're going to cheat a little bit and offer that with a kind of Thai peanut sauce, just because it's so delicious together. There will be something called tamago. Tamago means egg in Japanese, and so this is a kind of wonderful omelet. And a soba salad as well. And as I mentioned, there will be some chef delicacies for dessert.
Sounds wonderful. And you have music. And you have music by Nancy and the Backwoods Boys. And unless they have a Japanese and Czech set, it's going to add to the eclecticity of the evening, won't
right.
it?
Right. I think so. Nancy is Nancy Dutmer, who's been a longtime member of Reliefa with a great interest in Japanese culture and just about ready to go to Japan, I think, after that.
Anything else people need to know? They just show up at the Northern Star Theater? Do they have to call ahead, or is there a website? Do you have a menu lying around somewhere, or how do they get more information?
Let's see. They can get a ticket, I can say that, by going to a few different locations around Rice Lake.
Okay.
We have them at the Village Dell and at Marketplace in Johnson Bank and the Rice Lake Credit Union. And they're also available at the UW-Barron County campus. And, you know, one thing that I'd kind of like to mention also in relationship to this festival is that the Miharu gardeners will be coming to our garden to help us with a big renovation and refurbishment this summer. In July, and so we'll have information about that at the festival for anybody who'd like to join our stewardship program to come and check in on the garden and be involved with its seasonal maintenance and upkeep. We'd really like to get a lot more people involved with that, and they can also learn about constructing the garden. We have a bamboo fence that we're going to be replacing, and it's a very traditional element of the garden that, you know, people are free to learn about if they care to work with the gardeners as well when they're here in July.
Yeah, and this event helps them defray their costs of coming, yes?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Especially the cost of the bamboo, which is very expensive. It's come down in price over the years, but it's still quite expensive for a small volunteer organization.
So gardening is big in Miharu, too?
Yes, it very much is. Agriculture in general is very big there. One of the things that we learned when we were over there last summer is that, you know, because of the nuclear meltdown, people around Japan have been reluctant to buy vegetables from the area. So it has been a really hard time for the gardeners and the farmers there. The mayor really wanted to help kind of dispel that myth, really. All of the things that are produced in Miharu and around Miharu are very scrupulously tested for their radiation levels, and there are no problems right now.
You mentioned ticket outlets. Can someone show up at 5:30 at the Northern Star Theater and get one at the door?